Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I'll be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center of Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so we're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the September edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Bodies of Water, How Much and Which Kind of H2O Do You Need? By Caitlin Dow. Keep your body deeply hydrated, soothe soreness, amp energy, stay balanced, replenish lost electrolytes, neutralize acid. The bottled water aisle isn't what it used to be. Companies make it sound like drinking ordinary water would leave you weak, exhausted, and dehydrated. Here's a primer on how much water is enough. How much water do you need? You'd think we'd have a one-sentence answer, says Colleen Munoz, assistant professor of health sciences at the University of Hartford. But it's much more complicated. The usual advice to drink 8 ounces of water a day, the 8x8 rule, seems daunting, but it was never about water alone. The National Academy of Medicine now recommends about 9.5 cups a day for women and about 12 cups a day for men, notes Sam Chevrant, a physiologist at the U.S. Army Research Institute of Environmental Medicine. That includes all fluids, coffee, tea, juice, milk. It doesn't include the 2 to 3 cups of liquid you're likely to get from your food. In fact, that's how much the average adult consumes, which influenced the Academy's advice. Exception, people over 70 average only about 7 cups a day. But the advice is just a rule of thumb. How much you need depends on how much you lose. What may matter? Heat or exercise. Heat or physical activity boosts your fluid needs. It's not just sweat, says Chevrant, who notes that his views are not official U.S. Army or Defense Department policy. Heat or exercise also increases the water that's lost through breathing and the water that evaporates from the skin. Diet. If you eat a lot of salt or protein, your kidneys need more water to excrete the excess, says Chevrant. So the more meat and high-sodium restaurant food and processed foods you eat, the more water you need. Caffeine. The general consensus is that moderate caffeine intake doesn't dehydrate you, says Munoz. In one study, funded by an industry-backed foundation, researchers randomly assigned 59 young men to get roughly 450, 225, or 0 milligrams of caffeine per day. A Starbucks Grande Pike Place Roast has around 300 milligrams. After 5 days, there was no difference in hydration markers measured over 24 hours, says Munoz. Alcohol. Alcohol turns down a hormone that tells the kidneys to retain fluid, Munoz explains, so it's a diuretic. If you drink alcohol, try to drink more water than you normally would, she suggests. Older age. To say that we don't have a good understanding of hydration needs in older people is an understatement, says Munoz. But some changes are well documented, she notes. For example, older people aren't able to concentrate urine as well. That means more trips to the bathroom. What's more, the sensation of thirst gets weaker in older people, so they don't always realize when they need to drink fluids. And older adults are often taking a variety of medications that increase or decrease their fluid needs, adds Munoz. How can you tell if you're getting enough fluid? Urine color isn't a perfect measure of hydration, but it's useful. The sweet spot, says Munoz, the color of lemonade. If your urine is colorless, you could be overhydrated. For a more systematic approach, you can check what Chevrant calls the WUT criteria first thing in the morning. Weight, down more than 1% from your average morning weight. Urine color, apple juice or darker. Thirst, not just a dry mouth, but so dry it's hard to form saliva. If two of these criteria are present, it's likely that you're not getting enough water, says Chevrant. If all three are present, you're almost definitely dehydrated. Now, a few different water types, and what their claim is, and their bottom line. Protein water. What it is, water with added whey protein isolate, claim, this low-calorie protein drink maintains and replenishes muscle, increases energy and endurance, curbs appetite, and provides hydration, says Trimino. Evidence. That's quite a claim for the amount of protein that's in only 1 ounce of a chicken breast, says the Army Research Institute of Environmental Medicine's Sam Chevrant. Each 16-ounce bottle of Trimino has just 7 grams. In an industry-funded study on water protein and hydration, 10 young adults exercised until they were dehydrated and then drank about 2 liters of water, either with or without roughly 40 grams of whey protein isolate. Over the next few hours, they were no better hydrated after drinking protein water than plain water. Bottom line, extra protein in water doesn't improve hydration, or pretty much anything else. Electrolyte water. What it is. Water with added electrolytes. Claim, stay balanced with our electrolyte water, says Whole Foods 365 Electrolyte Water. Propel electrolyte water is made with more electrolytes than any other national water to support next level hydration, says Propel. Evidence. If you want to hold on to fluid, you need to consume electrolytes, Chevant explains. That's because sodium, potassium, and other electrolytes help keep fluid in your cells and blood. If you just consume water, you'll retain some of it, but you'll also excrete a lot of it, he explains. But for most people, electrolytes are a non-issue. There's no need to consume extra electrolytes until you've been doing intense exercise for more than 1 hour, says Chevrant. What if you exercise long enough to be drenched in sweat? It just so happens that we often consume fluids when we consume food, which has electrolytes, adds Chevrant. Problem solved. At least Propel replaces what you lose in sweat. Many electrolyte waters, like Whole Foods 365, add just a touch of electrolytes for taste. It's marketing 101. Bottom line, after most exercise bouts, you can replenish your electrolytes with food and plain water. Coconut water. What it is? The liquid inside a young green coconut. Claim, whether it's post-workout or post-night out, Vita Coco has electrolytes like potassium to help replenish you, says VitaCoco.com. Evidence, Vita Coco is a good source of potassium, 470 milligrams per cup. That's a plus since most people don't get close to the recommended 4,700 milligrams a day. But potassium alone isn't ideal if you're in a rush to rehydrate after several hours of exercise. You lose far less potassium than sodium in sweat, says Chevrant, and coconut water is low in sodium. That's a plus for blood pressure, but not for rehydrating. In 2 studies, one funded by Gatorade, on a total of 22 healthy young people, the volunteers drank plain water, coconut water, or a sports drink after exercising in 90-degree heat until they were dehydrated. In one of the studies, the volunteers retained slightly more fluid, 65%, from the coconut water over 2 hours than from the plain water, 59%. In the other study, there was no difference. In both studies, the participants retained 68% of the fluid from the sports drink, which contained both sodium and potassium. For most people, those differences are irrelevant. You can also replace those losses with plain old water and a sandwich, says Chevrant. Bottom line? You don't need coconut water or its 45 calories of naturally occurring sugar after a workout. Outbreak by Lindsay Moyer. Contaminated foods and beverages sicken an estimated 48 million Americans each year. The 5 bugs most likely to cause an outbreak: norovirus, salmonella, Clostridium perfringens, E. coli, and Campylobacter. Together, they accounted for roughly 9 out of 10 illnesses from outbreaks from 2011 to 2015. Listeria monocytogenes isn't in the top 5, but it kills more people than most of the others. Here's what you need to know about them, especially if you're pregnant, under age 5, or 65 or older, or you have a weakened immune system. The usual suspects. Norovirus, typically found in fruits, vegetables, shellfish, any food an infected person touches. To lower your risk, rinse fruits and vegetables. Avoid raw oysters and other shellfish. Wash hands with soap and water. Don't rely on hand sanitizer. Clostridium perfringens, typically found in cooked meat and poultry. Think big roasts or stews, kept warm or at room temperature for hours. Lower your risk by serving meat and poultry hot. Refrigerate leftovers within 2 hours. Divide large amounts into shallow containers for quick cooling. Campylobacter, typically found in raw milk raw or undercooked poultry. Lower your risk and don't wash raw poultry. That can spread the germ to foods, utensils, and kitchen surfaces. Use a separate cutting board for poultry and clean it well. Cook poultry to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Salmonella, typically found in almost any food, beef, pork, poultry, eggs, fruits, vegetables, spices, nuts, sprouts, and more. Lower your risk and cook poultry, meat, and eggs thoroughly, or use pasteurized eggs. Rinse fruits and vegetables, but not packaged pre-washed greens. E. coli, typically found in beef, especially ground, unpasteurized milk and juice, raw fruits and vegetables like sprouts. Lower your risk and use a food thermometer to cook ground beef to 160. Avoid unpasteurized juices like fresh apple cider and don't eat raw sprouts. And finally, listeria, typically found in raw milk, soft cheeses, raw sprouts, or melon. Lower your risk and avoid raw milk and raw sprouts. Look for pasteurized milk in the ingredients list of soft cheeses like brie and camembert. Refrigerate cut melon for no more than a week. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet and exercise. Clues to the obesity paradox. A new study could explain what some call the, quote, obesity paradox, end quote. In some studies, people with a healthy weight had a higher risk of dying over several years than those with some, but not too much, extra weight. Those studies used body mass index, or BMI, which depends only on a person's weight and height, as a proxy for body fat. The new study estimated the body fat and lean mass, mostly muscle, of 38,000 men using weight, height, waist size, age, and race. Over 21 years, those with the least body fat had the lowest risk of dying. As body fat rose, so did the risk of dying, most often of cardiovascular disease or cancer. In contrast, men with the least muscle mass had a higher risk of dying, especially of respiratory illness, than those with an intermediate level of lean mass. Why? Low muscle mass could be a sign of undiagnosed illness or frailty, even in people with a healthy BMI, and that could explain the obesity paradox. What to do? Don't assume that those extra pounds are healthy. Less fat, more lean. How much strength training is enough to help you lose body fat? Researchers randomly assigned 57 overweight or obese older women to do strength training for a half hour, either two or three times a week. After 12 weeks, both groups lost equal amounts of belly and thigh fat and gained the same amount of lean mass. What to do? Start training. Twice a week is enough. Veggies and breast cancer. Certain vegetables and fruits may lower the risk of certain types of breast cancer. Scientists tracked roughly 182,000 women for 24 years. Those who reported consuming more than 5.5 servings a day of vegetables and fruit, but not fruit juice, had an 11% lower risk of breast cancer than those who ate no more than 2.5 servings a day. In particular, cruciferous yellow, orange, and green leafy vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, winter squash, and lettuce were linked to a lower risk of breast cancer. The links were strongest for estrogen negative and HER2 enriched tumors. What to do? This type of study can't prove that vegetables and fruit lower the risk of breast cancer, even though the researchers took other factors into account, but fruit and veggie-rich diets help lower blood pressure and are linked to a lower risk of stroke and heart attacks. How many reasons do you need? Good doggy bags. A doggy bag offer might help you eat less. Researchers randomly assigned 53 women to either a to-go group, which was told about the doggy bags before they ate, or a control group, which wasn't told about the bags. Both groups were served dinners with one of four serving sizes, typically portions eaten by similar women in an earlier study, or 25, 50, or 75% more. Average calories consumed by the control group rose from 600 for the typical portion to 680, 780, and 760 for the three larger servings. The doggy bag group's calories rose more slowly, from 600 to 610, 670, and finally to 690 for the largest serving. What to do? Ask for a doggy bag or bring your own reusable container. Most restaurants serve oversized portions of nearly everything. The Healthy Cook edition of Black Lentil Magic by Kate Sherwood. Rich, earthy, dramatic, that's black lentils. for 2 cups. Simmer 3/4 cup of lentils in 1.5 cups of water until just tender, 15 to 20 minutes. No black lentils? Try cooked white beans or French lentils. Warm black lentils and tomato. Serves 4. Ingredients. 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil. 3 cloves garlic, sliced. 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper, optional. 3 cups chopped fresh tomatoes. 2 cups cooked black lentils. 1 tablespoon capers. 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Heat the oil in a large pan over medium heat until shimmering hot. Sauté the garlic and red pepper until fragrant, 30 seconds to 1 minute. Stir in the tomatoes and simmer until softened, 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in lentils, capers, and salt. Crunchy black lentil salad. Serves 4. Ingredients: 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons minced shallot, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 cups black cooked lentils, 1 cup sliced celery heart, 1/4 cup chopped walnuts, 1/4 cup shaved manchego or Parmesan cheese, and freshly ground black pepper to taste. In a large bowl, whisk together the lemon zest, lemon juice, mustard, shallot, oil, and salt. Toss with the lentils, celery, walnuts, and cheese. Season to taste with the pepper. Right stuff, the gentle lentil. Think all lentils are brown? Wait until you meet these dazzlers. Dubbed the caviar of lentils, these mild-flavored beauties glisten when cooked, reads the bag of black lentils. We got Whole Foods store brand, but any well-stocked market should have them. Unlike their perfect-for-soup brown kin, black lentils hold their shape when cooked. That makes them great for salads or a standalone bed for fish, chicken, or tofu. Who needs rice or quinoa when you've got lentils? Come to think of it, who needs the fish or chicken? Or red meat? Lentils are more gentle on the environment. Just 1 serving of black lentils, 1/4 cup dry, which makes about 2/3 cup cooked, has 13 grams of protein and a remarkable 15 grams of fiber, all for only 180 calories. And don't forget lentils' potassium, magnesium, iron, folate, and zinc. Bonus, like all legumes, lentils may help lower LDL or bad cholesterol. Is that a bargain or what? And lentils cook more quickly than dried beans. To preserve their deep, dark hue, heat black lentils in just enough water to cook. Simmer 3/4 cup lentils in 1.5 cups water until just tender. That makes 2 cups cooked, 15 to 20 minutes. Then what? These earthy legumes shine when paired with acidic dressings like mustard vinaigrette, tomatoes, or curries. Try warm black lentils and tomato or the crunchy black lentil salad we just shared. So long, lowly lentil. Hello, black gold. Food porn. Stack attack. A showstopper breakfast sandwich with 2 eggs, 6 slices of hickory smoked bacon, white cheddar, and sweet maple glaze sandwiched between signature Belgian waffle triangles infused with savory cheddar. IHOP's ultimate waffle stack is one of the new IHOP creations that capture the fun, creativity, and inspiration one might find at local brunch spots, the chain's culinary vice president told the Los Angeles Daily News in March. Talk about creative. Thank goodness you'll no longer have to choose between a breakfast of waffles or bacon and eggs. Nothing like a pile of white flour, sugar, cheese, and bacon grease to start your day. The waffle stack alone has more than 1/2 a day's calories, 1,390. But that's without your choice of side, fruit, hash browns, or 2 pancakes. Waffles with a side of pancakes? Why not add some toast? You can never have too much white flour. With hash browns, your creation hits 1,670 calories, more than 2 days' worth of saturated fat, or 47 grams, over a day's sodium, 3,000 milligrams, and about a day's added sugar, 30 grams. You might as well tap an IHOP Belgian waffle with 2 McDonald's quarter pounders with cheese. Since 1958, IHOP has been the place where people connect over breakfast, enjoy study breaks, grab a bite before or after sporting events, and so much more, says IHOP's website. More indeed. Dish of the month. Smokin' good chicken. Whisk together 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon reduced sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon brown sugar, a quarter teaspoon salt, and a quarter teaspoon pepper. Toss with 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken. Saute or grill until cooked through 4 to 10 minutes. Serves 4. Quick tip. Want bright, green, tender, crisp broccoli or snow peas? Steam, blanch, or stir-fry them quickly. Don't worry, they'll finish cooking on the way to the plate. Smoothie the Shakedown. Drinkable fruit or fruity sugar drink? By Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. Whole fruit, says Jamba Juice, where you can power up with clean energy and start drinking your greens. Smoothies with a purpose, says Smoothie King, where you can choose from fitness blends, slim blends, and wellness blends, among others. Smoothies have a huge health halo. Do they deserve it? Even the best smoothie doesn't hold a candle to a peach, a plum, carrots, or kale. Liquid calories don't curb your appetite as well as fruits and vegetables that you chew. But some smoothies are 800 to 1,000 calorie sugar drinks, while others can rival a homemade blend of your favorite fruit and plain yogurt. Here's how to see through the marketing schemes and scams. Whole fruit? Whole fruit, shout the signs of Jamba Juice. That's how we blend. Why settle for anything else? Why indeed? Whole fruit is healthier than juice. You get more fiber and fewer calories. But at Jamba, nearly every fruit smoothie is made with fruit juice, though the menu board rarely says so, along with fruit. And several Jamba outlets told us many are made with a juice blend that has more, cheap nutrient poor, apple, grape, or pear juice than the pomegranate, peach, mango, or other pricey fruit in the smoothie's name. Others have lemonade. Read white grape juice and lemon juice from concentrate. What's more, many of Jamba's smoothies are made with its sugary chocolate mood-based sherbet or frozen yogurt, basically non-fat ice cream. So much for the website's promise to only use real whole and fruit and veggies and wholesome ingredients. And when Tropical Smoothie Cafe's menu board says cranberry, lime, kiwi, or pomegranate, expect juice plus added sugar, not whole fruit, several outlets told us. As for acai, you're looking at acai puree plus water and sugar. Coconut? It means coconut milk plus sugar. Tip? Drop the juice. Ask for milk, non-fat at Smoothie King or 2% of Jamba, or unsweetened almond milk at Smoothie King, plus fruit instead. Dairy milk means more protein and other nutrients. Drink your greens? Struggling to eat enough greens? Start drinking them, says Jamba Juice. Greens are a big draw in smoothie world. Watch out. You're getting way more fruit plus juice than pureed kale and ginger in, say, a Jamba Juice greens and ginger smoothie. Even a medium 22-ounce greens and ginger delivers 440 calories and 90 grams, or 21 teaspoons, of sugar. Jamba doesn't say how much sugar is from the juice and how much is from the fruit, but one thing is clear. It's no liquid salad. Jamba's apple and greens and amazing green smoothies also blend in sugary liquids, like apple strawberry juice blend or lemonade. Smoothie King's veggie blend smoothies play the same game. The apple kiwi kale has apple juice and kiwi juice blend along with its kale and banana, and the lemon ginger spinach has papaya juice blend along with its spinach, kale, carrots, and fruit. Of course, the menu doesn't let on that the kiwi juice or papaya puree is blended with cheap apple juice and other juices. Similarly, Panera's 200-calorie green passion smoothie has more peach mango-based fruit purees, fruit juice concentrates, water, natural flavors than spinach. Tip, you can do better at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. The 24-ounce Detox Island Green, spinach, kale, mango, pineapple, banana, ginger, has no fruit juice and only 180 calories. A real meal. At Smoothie King, more than a dozen smoothies carry an MR, or meal replacement symbol, because they're blended with at least 10 grams of protein to help keep you full, says the company. And last year, the chain urged customers to sip your way to goal weight by replacing one meal a day with an under 400-calorie smoothie. But there's more to a healthy meal than 10 grams of protein. Vegetables, anyone? And it's not clear that protein helps keep you full, especially when you're drinking your calories. What's more, even many of the King's small smoothies are no-calorie bargain. The dark chocolate banana smoothie, banana, dates, blueberries, cocoa, protein powder, for example, has just 11 grams of protein. You'd get that from a 5-ounce container of Greek yogurt for less than half the smoothie's 350 calories. Tip? Want meal? Try Jamba Juice's fruit and Greek yogurt bowl. 31 grams of protein for breakfast. Instead of a smoothie, you get Greek yogurt with bananas, berry, granola, and honey for 390 calories. Better yet, get no honey and a little sprinkle of granola instead. Coffee with no guilt. Kickstart your day with Jamba's new cold brew coffee blend, says Jamba Juice. Using sustainably sourced coffee ingredients, our La Vida Mocha and Latte Horchata smoothies have all the caffeine and flavor with none of the added guilt. Time to swap your morning coffee for a coffee smoothie? Only if you're looking to start your day with dessert. Even a small 16-ounce Latte Horchata smoothie, coffee, chia, honey, almond milk, non-fat frozen yogurt, has 210 calories and 26 grams, or 6 teaspoons, of sugar, nearly all of it added. That's around half a day's limit. A large has 360 calories and 12 teaspoons of sugar. Yep, that's a lot of. The La Vida Mocha blends coffee with non-fat frozen yogurt and Jamba's sugary chocolate mood base. With 290 calories and 49 grams, or 12 teaspoons, of mostly added sugar, a 16-ounce small is like drinking a Starbucks Grande coffee frappuccino. A large with 530 calories and 21 teaspoons of sugar is almost like having a McDonald's vanilla cone plus a large Coke. Ay caramba. Smoothie King's coffee high protein smoothies may not add sugar, but they're packed with enough protein powder, almonds, milk, and dates in each 20-ounce small to rack up 390 calories. Double that for a large. Tip? For none of the added guilt, have a cup of coffee. Slim smoothies? Slim blends are blended to help you slim down, lighten up, or reduce calories as part of a sensible diet and exercise plan, says Smoothie King. What's so slimming about small mango fest, mango plus juice blends, or pineapple mango lean one smoothie, mango pineapple protein powder pineapple mango juice blend, for example? Each delivers nearly 300 liquid calories, large as top 550. Smoothie King also pushes a diet-down enhancer, including green tea to increase fat metabolism and chromium to help burn carbohydrates and fats. Will adding it for an extra 99 cents make a dent in the damage done by your 300-calorie smoothie? Fat chance. The same goes for Tropical Smoothie Cafe's Lean Machine, a 490-calorie fruit smoothie plus fat burner supplement cocktail with useless ingredients like Garcinia cambogia and raspberry ketone. Tip, don't fall for slimming smoothies. Companies don't need a solid evidence to make claims about supplements, so they promise what sells. Don't drink your calories. Rule number one. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening.